In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue on volume 15, April 20th, 1923. Louisa says, I was thinking over what had been said above, and my poor mind was swimming in the sea of the divine will, and I felt as though drowned in it. So here we have Louisa saying very clearly that she's reviewing what Jesus had said. And this is the reading, rereading, and putting into practice that Jesus teaches us through Louisa. She's thinking over what had been, what she wrote. And that's what we do too. Every day we continue to focus on this great gift of the divine will, reading, studying, and putting it into practice. So she says, my poor mind was swimming in this sea of the divine will. And this is the infinite ocean of God's love. The sea of the divine will is the infinite ocean of our God's love. And he wants us to enter into this. This is where Adam lived before the fall. And when he left and used his human will rather than living in the divine will, he was out of this infinite love. It was still there, but he left it. He rejected this infinite love that God wanted Adam to live in. And so Jesus and Mary, 4,000 years later, Jesus says, 4,000 years later, Jesus and Mary come to the earth to bring us back to that infinite love, to dive into this ocean of infinite love again, to live where we're supposed to be living. That's what the divine will is all about. The divine will is to begin to live again that universal life that Adam lost, this Catholic life that Jesus and Mary have brought to the earth. This is what our God is asking. And, you know, there's three purifications. The first purification was of the flood, where God washed the world clean. The second purification was the blood of Jesus, where he washed us clean again. We were freed from the enemy, freed from the devil. And now the third purification that's coming is of fire. And that's symbolized by the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, this life of love is coming upon the earth. And those that want this life of Jesus, this life of Mary, those souls will be in ecstasy. Those souls that don't want this life of Jesus and Mary, it's coming. They will be wailing and grinding of teeth because they don't want this to happen. They want to continue to live a life of misery, a life of hell. And Jesus and Mary are going to bring to the earth this abundant life, this new life, this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary. So what Jesus has done is he's given us the book of heaven for us to read and to study and to put this into practice. Just what Louise is doing. She was thinking over what had been said above. And her mind was swimming in this infinite ocean of love. She said, I felt I was though drowned in it. I was not to leave it. And this is what God wants for us. When we hear the word drowned, some people become frightened. And what Jesus is saying to us through Louisa is, I want you so much involved in this divine love of God, this infinite love of God, this ocean of love of God, that I want you as if drowned in it, never to come out of it. So she says, in many things I lack the words. Okay, what does she mean by that? She's talking about a divine reality. And this divine reality, she's trying to put in human terms. And so therefore, when she's thinking of entering into this infinite ocean of love, drowned in this infinite ocean of love, how do you explain a divine reality with human words? And that's why she says, I lack the words. So what Jesus is asking of us is to also enter into this life where there is no explanation. It's entering into this life of God, this love of God, this light of God. And when we really enter into this gift, there are no words. It's to begin to experience the beatific vision while on earth. That's what Jesus gave to Louisa. So she says, in others, since they are many, she says, I am unable to keep the order, and it seems to me that I put them on paper disconnected. So she's saying, she's writing, but it's disconnected compared to what's really there. What's real, what God is really showing Louisa. This life, this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary. That's what God is asking of us to do. To enter into this life that's inexplicable. It's, you don't have the words to enter into this abundant life. You begin to experience it in a way that is so beautiful that you just exist in it. Like, that's why our lady said, what's coming is going to be good for a few, but bad for most. Most people do not want the spiritual life. Most people don't want the Catholic life. Most people don't want the divine will. It's very, very few at this point. So Jesus has to give to them what they desire. For example, who showed up at Bethlehem when Christ was born? It was a few shepherds and a few wise men. That's it. It starts out very little, Jesus says. I'm looking for the souls who want this. We are the souls that want this. So what Jesus has done is he's given us the book of heaven. As we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, everything changes for us. So Jesus says, but it seems to me that Jesus bears with me. It is enough that I write them, and if I don't, he reproaches me. So Louisa has been called by God to put down on paper what Jesus is teaching her. And she says, I don't have the words. She says, but he says, the Lord wants her to write to for our benefit. So that when we read this every day, when we read the calendar every day, we really get close to ecstasy. When we read this book of heaven, it's an intimacy between Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, and us. We enter into this life, this abundant life of love, of light, and of life. This is what God wants. So Jesus would reproach Louisa when she wouldn't write and say, bear this. These teachings, these manifestations, these truths, these promises, he says, are not things that must serve you, Louisa. But, he says, you alone, but they must serve others as well. So what Jesus is asking Louisa is, Louisa, you have to understand, I'm giving you this book so that others will be able to enter into this abundant life. That's us, hopefully, that's us. How? By reading, by studying, by putting this into practice. Our Lord loves us very much. And he loves us so much that he has written through Louisa, he dictated to Louisa. Louisa put everything down on paper. He asked Louisa to put this down so that we, those who read it, can enter into this. Now, it's not just for us now. It's for all mankind. So Jesus says, I want those who read this to become the yeast in the midst of the flour of your family, of your friends, of your neighbors, of your coworkers, of your parishioners. The divine will is now in the midst of creatures. And that's what Jesus is asking of us. Are you willing to enter into this abundant life for them? That's why we pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. These things, he says, must serve not you alone, Louisa, but serve others as well. So we can begin to live this abundant life. We can. Reading, studying, rereading, studying, and put this into practice. Louisa says, now, while I was thinking about this to myself, I was thinking to myself, if Jesus loves so much that this way of living in the divine will be known, and since it will be the new era, which will bring so much good as to surpass the very goods of his redemption, Jesus should have spoken to the Pope, who, as head of the church, having the authority, could immediately influence the members of the whole church by making known this celestial doctrine. So Luis is thinking very practically. If this is so important, give it to the head of the church. He says, so the new era can begin that will surpass even the redemption. Now, what does she mean by that? In the redemption, God has given us the sacraments and sacramentals. Jesus says to Louisa, this is the medicine for mankind. The greatest healing that we have at this time is confession. All of us are physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally ill. We're not to that perfection that God is calling us to. So God has given us the Holy Church as a means to return back to him, to heal us so that we can begin to live this abundant life. This, what's coming, it's coming, Jesus says, there will be no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. That's what's coming. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the era of evil. The new era of life and light and of love is beginning for all of mankind. So he says, go to the Pope. He can give, this is what she calls it, this celestial doctrine to mankind. And by bringing this great good to the human generations, or Jesus, she says, could have spoken to some authoritative people. She says, to them, it would be easier. But how can I, Louisa Picaretta, a poor, ignorant one, unknown to the world, make this great good known? So she's questioning Jesus. And this is our questions, as a matter of fact. If this is so important, why give it to this one? Why not give it to the head of the church, who can then say, this is how we're going to live? The interesting thing is this. Jesus says to Louisa, the first one who will receive this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies next to you, Louisa, will be the Holy Father. Why? For every era, you need a man and a woman. For creation, you had Adam and Eve. For redemption, you have Jesus and Mary. And now for sanctification, you have Louisa and the Pope. It's going to be given to the Pope. But right now, Jesus says, I want you who are reading this to become the yeast, to begin to live this life, okay? So that this fullness of life can be given to the Holy Father. That's why there's such trouble in the Vatican. That's why the devil's going after the Pope. He couldn't stop Louisa to receive this gift. She is the newborn. She is the firstborn of the divine will. But he believes he can stop this gift from being given to all mankind through the Pope. He can stop it. That's what he believes. Jesus said to Peter, upon this rock, your faith, Peter, I give you the keys to the kingdom. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's where we are today. That's what Jesus is showing us today. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always, We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that the little children of the Holy Divine will become divinely healed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.